Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After Midnight.
The old house had stood on the corner long before the surrounding neighborhood began filling with apartment buildings and coffee shops that catered to college students. Its wraparound porch sagged slightly with age, the hardwood floors groaned beneath every footstep, and the stained glass window beside the front door still cast patches of colored light across the foyer every afternoon. It wasn't the sort of place most students expected to rent a room, but it was inexpensive, full of character, and only a few blocks from campus. By the beginning of the fall semester, every bedroom was occupied. The owner still lived in a small apartment that had once been the carriage house behind the property. She had inherited the home from her parents after they passed away, and rather than sell it, decided to convert the home into student housing. She stopped by often enough to collect rent, tend to the flower beds, or make small repairs, and before long, everyone thought of her as something closer to a favorite aunt than a landlord. There was one story she shared with every new tenant before they settled in. If they happened to hear footsteps late at night or catch the faint smell of pipe tobacco drifting through the upstairs hallway, there was no reason to be alarmed. Her father had adored the house and spent nearly 70 years there before passing away. Ever since then, tenants occasionally mentioned hearing someone walking the halls after midnight or catching a glimpse of an elderly man seated in the study before realizing the room was empty. She always spoke about it with a gentle smile, convinced her father still looked after the home he had loved so much. Rather than frightening anyone, the story became part of the house's charm. Before long, the old man had become something of an unofficial roommate. Whenever someone heard footsteps overhead or found a door standing open that everyone was certain had been closed, the explanation was almost always the same. The old homeowner was making his rounds again. Even the students who insisted they didn't believe in ghosts eventually found themselves saying it with a smile. She wasn't much different. She had always loved old houses, especially those with enough history to make people wonder about the lives that had unfolded inside them. Friends teased her for stopping to photograph abandoned churches and forgotten cemeteries during road trips, and she could spend hours wandering antique stores imagining where each piece of furniture had come from. Living in a house that might have one harmless ghost sounded more interesting than unsettling. For the first month, nothing happened that challenged that belief. The house behaved exactly the way an old house should. Pipes clicked behind the walls after someone showered, the staircase settled during the night, and windows rattled whenever the wind picked up. Every unusual sound seemed easy enough to explain. Then the little things started happening. One evening, everyone gathered in the dining room for a late dinner after classes. The conversation lingered long after the meal was over, before they finally carried their dishes into the kitchen and drifted back into the hallway. The last roommate switched off the kitchen light before pulling the door nearly shut behind her. A moment later, light spilled back into the hallway. The group stopped and turned around. At first, everyone assumed someone had accidentally brushed the switch while leaving. One of the roommates walked back, turned the light off again, and closed the door completely. They had barely taken a few steps when the kitchen lit up a second time. The laughter that followed wasn't quite as easy as it had been before. They checked the switch, convinced there had to be something wrong with it, but it remained firmly in the off position. After a minute or two, someone suggested the old wiring was probably to blame, and everyone eventually headed upstairs. By the next morning, the incident had become another amusing story about the old homeowner making sure his kitchen had been cleaned properly. A week later, she stayed late on campus finishing a project and didn't return home until well after midnight. The rest of the house had already gone to bed, leaving only the porch light glowing outside. She unlocked the front door and stepped into the quiet foyer, where the familiar scent of old wood mixed with the steady ticking of the grandfather clock near the staircase. She slipped off her shoes, locked the front door, and started toward the stairs. As she passed the study, she noticed the door standing open. That wasn't unusual. Someone often forgot to close it before going to bed, and she glanced inside without really thinking. An elderly man sat behind the massive oak desk. His silver hair was neatly combed, his shoulders slightly rounded with age, and one hand rested on the desktop as though he had simply paused in the middle of reading something. There was nothing transparent or ghostly about him. He looked as real as anyone she had seen on campus that afternoon. She stopped walking. For several long seconds, neither of them moved, and then she blinked. The chair was empty. She stood in the hallway trying to convince herself she had imagined it. It had been a long day. She was exhausted, and the room had been lit only by moonlight filtering through the windows. By the time she climbed into bed, she had almost accepted that explanation. The following morning, she mentioned what she thought she had seen over breakfast, expecting everyone to laugh. Instead, the landlady smiled warmly and explained that several former tenants had described seeing her father sitting in that very chair over the years. He had always loved the study, she said, and if he had chosen one room to linger in after his death, that was exactly where she would expect to find him. The explanation seemed to satisfy everyone else at the table. It should have satisfied her, too. Instead, she found herself thinking less about the elderly man in the study and more about something she hadn't mentioned to anyone. While she had been standing in the doorway looking at him, she couldn't shake the feeling that someone else had been watching from somewhere beyond the staircase. That feeling stayed with her long after the old man had disappeared. Over the next several weeks, the house settled back into its familiar rhythm, and with it came the quiet collection of unexplained moments everyone eventually accepted as part of daily life. A door that no one remembered opening would be standing wide open the next morning. Footsteps wandered slowly across the second floor after everyone had gone to bed. More than once, someone caught the unmistakable scent of pipe tobacco drifting through the upstairs hallway, even though no one in the house smoked. The landlady never seemed surprised by any of it. Whenever one of the tenants mentioned hearing footsteps or seeing someone disappear around a corner, she would simply smile and remind them that her father had always been devoted to the house. If he was still checking on things from time to time, she considered it comforting rather than frightening, and most of the students eventually adopted the same attitude. The old man became part of the routine. His presence was almost reassuring, and before long, the strange little experiences became stories they shared with new tenants over dinner. Everyone had one. Someone had heard footsteps outside a bedroom door in the middle of the night. Someone else had briefly seen an elderly man crossing the upstairs landing. And another swore a chair in the study had been pulled away from the desk one evening and tucked neatly back beneath it the following morning. No one ever felt threatened. The first incident that left the entire house unsettled happened on a rainy Saturday afternoon. Most of the tenants had spent the morning painting one of the upstairs bedrooms after receiving permission from the landlady to freshen up the walls. Furniture had been moved into the hallway to keep it from getting splattered, including an old glass display cabinet that normally stood in the upstairs sitting room. The cabinet had belonged to the landlady's mother, and inside were crystal figurines collected over decades. Everything went smoothly until someone bumped one corner of the cabinet while carrying a ladder. It rocked backward, everyone reached for it, and a second later it crashed onto the hardwood floor. Glass scattered across the hallway. Crystal figurines rolled beneath furniture, and when the noise finally faded, the silence seemed somehow louder than the crash itself. Everyone expected the landlady to be furious. Instead, she simply looked heartbroken as she explained the cabinet had been one of the few possessions she'd kept after her parents passed away. The tenants insisted on paying for the repairs, and within a couple of weeks, a local craftsman had restored it so well that it looked almost untouched. Afterwards, something changed. The footsteps upstairs no longer sounded slow and deliberate, but seemed to race from one end of the second floor to the other before stopping without warning. Doors that had once been found quietly standing open now slammed hard enough to rattle the old window panes, and more than once someone woke convinced they had heard someone running through the hallway outside their bedroom. The easy explanations gradually disappeared. No one joked about the old homeowner making his nightly rounds anymore because whatever was moving through the house no longer felt familiar. Even the landlady seemed less certain whenever another strange story was shared. One evening, she found herself alone in the kitchen while everyone else was either studying or out with friends. She had been making tea, absent-mindedly humming to herself as rain tapped softly against the windows, when the old swinging door separating the kitchen from the dining room drifted open, before slowly swinging back again. Assuming a draft had caught it, she walked over and pushed the door completely open so it couldn't move anymore, before returning to the stove. She had barely reached for the kettle when a deafening bang erupted behind her. Someone had struck the heavy wooden door leading into the back hallway with enough force to shake the entire frame. She spun around expecting to find one of her roommates standing there, but the kitchen was empty. The swinging door remained exactly where she had left it, and the heavy wooden door was still firmly closed. She searched the first floor, then looked upstairs, but every bedroom door remained shut, and not another person appeared. By the time she returned to the kitchen, her tea had gone cold, and for the first time since moving into the house, she found herself wondering if they had all been wrong about the old man. That uneasy feeling spread quietly through the rest of the house. People stopped lingering downstairs after dark. More bedroom doors were locked before anyone went to bed, and even those who had laughed the loudest at the ghost stories found themselves hurrying upstairs without really understanding why. The moment that truly changed everything came during one of their regular Friday movie nights. Several of the tenants had settled into the front sitting room with a couple of visiting friends, and halfway through the evening, one of the women wandered into the kitchen to refill a bowl of popcorn. She was gone less than a minute before she came rushing back into the room, visibly shaken and struggling to catch her breath. After she finally managed to explain herself, she said she had turned because she thought someone had walked in behind her. Standing only a few feet away was the lower half of a woman wearing an old-fashioned white dress. She clearly remembered worn leather shoes, white stockings, and the hem of the dress itself, but fear took over before she could look high enough to see the woman's face. The room fell silent as everyone tried to make sense of what she had seen. For the first time since anyone had moved into the house, no one suggested it had been the old homeowner making his rounds. Every story they had ever heard centered on the elderly man who loved his study, yet the figure in the kitchen could not possibly have been him. And that realization quietly settled over the house long after the evening had come to an end. The weeks that followed settled into an uneasy routine. No one moved out, and life inside the old house continued much as it always had. But the atmosphere had changed in ways that were impossible to ignore. Conversations became quieter whenever the subject of the house came up, and no one laughed anymore when footsteps echoed through the upstairs hallway after midnight. Even the landlady seemed reluctant to ask whether anything unusual had happened lately, almost as though she no longer wanted to know the answer. Late that fall, one of her oldest friends came to visit for the weekend. They had grown up together but now attended different universities, and he had never seen the house before. During dinner, everyone found themselves sharing stories about the old place, explaining how the landlady believed her father's spirit still wandered the halls and occasionally appeared in the study. He listened politely, smiling the way someone does when they aren't quite sure whether they're hearing ghost stories or family folklore. The conversation eventually drifted to other subjects, and no one mentioned the house again. The following morning, the landlady stopped by with a box of pastries from a nearby bakery. While everyone gathered around the dining room table, she stepped into the study to retrieve a folder she left on the desk. A few moments later, their guest wandered past the open doorway, glanced inside, and stopped. He stood there only briefly before continuing into the dining room, but there was a puzzled expression on his face that immediately caught her attention. He quietly asked whether the older gentleman in the study was a relative who still lived on the property. The room went completely silent. The landlady slowly asked him to describe the man. He spoke matter-of-factly, explaining that he had seen an elderly man with neatly combed gray hair sitting behind the desk. He remembered thinking it was odd that no one had introduced them, but otherwise there had been nothing frightening about the encounter. The man had simply looked up for a moment before returning his attention to whatever was lying on the desk. Without saying a word, the landlady walked into the hallway and returned carrying a framed photograph. The picture showed her parents standing together on the front porch decades earlier. She pointed to the man. That was her father, The room remained quiet for several moments as everyone studied the photograph. None of the tenants seemed particularly surprised anymore. By then, almost everyone living in the house had experienced something they couldn't explain. And hearing an outsider describe the same elderly man only seemed to reinforce what they had already come to believe. If the story had ended there, it might have become another comforting reminder that some people never truly leave the places they love. Instead, everything changed that evening. She and her friend had stayed up talking long after everyone else had gone to bed. It was nearly 1 o'clock when he finally decided to turn in for the night. She watched him disappear into the upstairs hallway while she remained in the kitchen rinsing coffee mugs before heading to bed herself. Less than a minute later, she heard footsteps racing back down the stairs. He entered the kitchen so quickly he nearly lost his balance, his face completely drained of color. He looked toward the staircase as though he expected something to come down behind him, before finally managing to ask if there was another person living in the house. She immediately told him there wasn't. He shook his head. He said he had reached the top of the stairs and noticed someone standing at the opposite end of the hallway. At first, he assumed it was one of the other tenants, but something about the figure made him stop. It wasn't moving. It simply stood there in the darkness. He described it as painfully thin, almost gaunt, with clothes hanging loosely from its body, as though they belonged to someone much larger. Its head seemed slightly lowered, but he had the unmistakable feeling it was watching him. The longer he looked, the more certain he became that if he took another step, it would begin walking toward him. Instead, he backed away. Only after reaching the staircase did he turn and hurry downstairs. She listened without interrupting, waiting for him to finish before quietly asking whether he could describe the elderly man he had seen earlier that day. He frowned. The two figures, he insisted, looked nothing alike. One had been an ordinary older man sitting peacefully at his desk. The other had simply been wrong. The next morning after he had gone home, she found herself replaying every strange experience that had taken place since moving into the house. The footsteps that had become hurried instead of slow. The violent banging in the kitchen. The woman in the white dress. The growing sense that something in the house had changed after the cabinet was broken. For months, everyone had assumed they were experiencing different sides of the same haunting because that was the story they had been given from the beginning. Every unexplained sound belonged to the old homeowner. Every shadow in the hallway was somehow connected to the gentle man who still lingered in the study. Now she wasn't so sure. She continued living there for several more months before she and her future husband found a place of their own. The old house still stands today, and from everything she's heard, students continue to rent its rooms much as they always have. Every now and then, someone mentions catching the scent of pipe tobacco drifting through the hallway or seeing an elderly man seated quietly in the study. Those stories never surprise her. It's the ones that never mention the old man at all that still make her wonder. Because if the house truly belonged to him after all those years, who was standing at the end of the upstairs hallway waiting in the dark?
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.